My story took place in France, in the southwest of France, in a town called Bayonne, in the Basque Country. I was 19 years old, and I was in high school. So it might be a bit old to be in high school. I wasn't doing what you think I was doing. But I go back a bit, give you the background. I was a math kid. The annoying math kid who is always first, and it's easy for him just to get the best mark. And it was easy for me. It was a game, you know, just like playing a game and solving the problem. And then with that, physics came easy. And so I finished my high school and went to, in France, you pass a baccalaureate in science. And didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And in France, the golden pass when you're a scientist, or you're really good, is doing engineering school. I know it might sound a bit funny, but it is a very prestigious pass. Politician, even president, came from engineering school. But before you can start and get into those engineering school, you need to do 2 years preparatory classes to take the entrance exam. And the national competitive exam, and at the end, you got the mark, and they rank you, and depending on your ranking, well, you can go to this school, but, you know, you're able to choose the one you can get in. And so I went for that. And so it's 2 years, and it's in high school. So I've done my first year. It's hard. It's really hard. So you do a lot of math, physics, chemistry, English. Done the first year and it was all fine and, well, you know, continuation, but just work hard. And then summer, and when working, I was a lifeguard on a beach, and I come back, and the start of the second year was even harder. And they put a lot of teachers, they put a lot of pressure on you. They give you more work than you can even do. This is impossible. So you just work yourself to sleep, pretty much. And I was there and I was feeling bad, I was depressed. Didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. It's just there. What is that for, you know? I don't want to become a president. That's not me. And I was almost ready just to withdraw. Decided to do something else. But I took the book, all this engineering book. Internet wasn't just developing at the time, so it wasn't really there. So you had this book and you had 1,000 schools. And they all put there as a major, so you can have chemistry, you can have computer, you can have engineering, science. There's even a school about making paper in there. I was just going through that, and then it hit me. And it was just there. It was there. That was me. It's just, it took me, and it's realizing that, all right, that's for me. I traveled a lot in my life. Spent 15 years in Africa before arriving in France. My father was a math teacher, and they sent him, he had a choice, military service or going teaching in Africa. I go teaching in Africa, and he spent 20 years of his life there. So that was it's called a cooperation. It was a government campaign by sending teachers and helping his education, all French colonies. And we traveled a lot, Madagascar, Cameroon, Togo, Mauritania for 6 years, Djibouti for 6 years. Then I arrived in France and in high school, so it's 11 here. But the only thing common in everywhere I went, it was the ocean and the sea. And I was a kid always in the ocean. You put him in it, I would run in the water and I've done all the activities you can imagine. I was a lifeguard and surfing and diving, wakeboarding, and all that. And so when it happens and I saw it, ocean engineering, I say, that's me. There were 3 schools. It was a bigger school, the École Centrale du Nord, and it was a high school, and it was just, you know, very high-ranked, and it was only a small specialization at the end. It's too hard for me. Second school, it was ENSTAR in Bretagne, and it was half military, and half civilian. I said, I like the ocean, but studying torpedoes in the waters, I leave that to them, it's fine. And The third school was ISITV, and it was on the Mediterranean Sea, Azure Coast in the south of France. And it was fully specialized, easy school for me to get. My teacher weren't happy. Said, no, you need to repeat your second year and so you can get to the best school. And I said, no, I'm happy to do that. And I never, it was epiphany and I never regretted this choice. And now I'm a doctor in renewable energy, looking at ocean waves and tidal. And that's it. Thank you.